Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
From Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest High School, welcome to D.C. Everest versus Wausau East High School Baseball. I'm Chris Conley. It rained for about 5 minutes, about 45 minutes ago. Otherwise, it's been overcast and winds are calm, but we are going to play baseball this afternoon with temperatures in the mid and lower 40s. Another cold weather game that feels more like football weather than baseball weather. We welcome again in all of our Evergreens baseball fans. D.C. Everest last seen on Tuesday. They were 8-2 losers to Stevens Point. Spash is by far the best team in the league. So how do you look at that game? Glass half full, glass half empty. The Spash pitching staff had allowed only 2 runs in 7 Valley Conference games, till the Evergreens touched them up for 2 runs. So that doubled the runs that the Spash pitching staff had allowed. Yet the game was not particularly close. The Evergreens fell behind 8-0. They scratched out 2 runs once the game was kind of out of reach. This Wausau East team, would you believe, played their first home game of the season yesterday. They've had all kinds of drainage problems with the field over on the East Campus. They were able to get their game in yesterday. It was a makeup game against Wausau West. They had been rained out last week, and the Lumberjacks came out 4-2 winners. They rallied from behind with 3 runs in the 5th inning to take that win. But Wausau East threw their number 1 pitcher in that game. So Luke Strick is not available to pitch. He'll be in the infield, and the Evergreens will go with Ben Schubring instead. The Lumberjacks will go with Ben Schubring as their starting pitcher. Schubring relies on a lot of off-speed stuff, so he may be a tricky look for D.C. Everest. But yet this Lumberjacks pitching staff has the highest earned run average of all 7 of the Valley Conference teams. You would think Everest, which is a good hitting team, should be able to put some runners on base and put some runs on the scoreboard. The Evergreens have their number 1 pitcher, Brady Burrell, available. He worked only 2 innings while taking the loss against Spash. But he will not start today, although he is available. Sean Ludke, who is 0-2 for the season, gets the start for the Evergreens. We'll spend some time with D.C. Everest coach Dave Langvin after a 2-minute break. First pitch is 10 minutes away between D.C. Everest and Wausau East. Back after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob DiMicco.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Getting ready for Wausau East DC Everest baseball at Simon Field. There'll be a lot of crosstown fans for today's game, but it'll be blankets, sweaters, and sweatshirts weather. Fine weather for a hoodie as you come out for the afternoon. We're at 43 degrees now, and the only thing that's saving us from a really cold weather game is the wind, which is more or less calm right now. Let's spend some time in our Conley and the Coach segment with DC Everest head baseball coach Dave Langvin. Coach, the team has been really up and down this year, and sometimes has been playing up to the level of its opponents or down to the level, which means from one day to the next, you really don't know which team's going to show up.
Yeah, well, hopefully the good one today. I mean, we've been working hard this week. In the last 2 days, we've gotten a chance to get outside and practice, and hopefully things will go well for us.
Yeah, I was looking this morning at what's left on your schedule for conference games. Two games against East, Wausau West, a team that you were able to score runs against, Merrill, Marshfield. Everything in front of you is winnable if the right team shows up.
Yeah, you know, it's the same old thing. If we got guys out there throwing strikes and we're putting the ball in play and hitting the ball around, you know, we'll be successful. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
And non-conference games aside, your schedule is going to set up that you're going to be able to throw a number one or number two pitcher in every one of those conference games. You're going to be able to fire your best shot if you have Sean Lutke and Brady Burrell on.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the plan, and that was the way we did set it up. And, you know, it lines up well. It's just a matter of whether or not, it, you know, that holds true. And, you know, Brady had a tough outing against Bash last week, and, you know, it was they were hitting him. And hindsight being 20-20, I probably should have thrown somebody different that they hadn't seen. So, you know, that's just the way it is, and, you know, we'll make our adjustments from there.
Brady Burrell worked only two innings, but he had a pretty high pitch count over those two innings. So he doesn't get the start today. When will we see him next? Will that be next Tuesday against Marshfield?
It depends. You might see him tonight yet. I don't know how many Sean is going to throw. You know, I'm looking at probably three innings. I got to see how his arm is and how he's feeling tonight. So we're going to, you know, base that on how he's feeling.
All right, Evergreen's coach Dave Langbin with us before pregame warm-up started. Sean Lutke has not pitched for the Evergreens in nearly 2 weeks, so there may be a freshness question here. We'll be back with our starting lineups after a two-minute break, getting ready for DC Everest and Wausau East baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Getting ready for Wausau East DC Everest Baseball, I'm Chris Conley. Let's meet our starting lineups first for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Visiting team wearing their red jerseys trimmed in white and black. Tanner Denke will lead off and play center field. The designated hitter will bat second, Will Brand, and Brand will bat for the second baseman, Adam Peterson. Cameron Grutzmacher will play right field and bat third. Pitching, the number two pitcher for Wausau East and batting cleanup is Ben Schubring. Batting fifth at first base, Ian Corbett. The shortstop, Luke Strick, will bat sixth. Eric Daniel plays left field and bats seventh. Sam Romanski will catch and will bat eighth, and Bryce Widmark will play third base and bat ninth. For the visiting Lumberjacks, it's Denke, Brand, Grutzmacher, Corbett, Strick, Daniel, Romanski, and Bridmark. Starting lineup for the homestanding DC Everest Evergreens, their fifth home game in a row. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher will lead off. Batting second at third base is Cody Cocker. Mike Plaza, who DH'd last game, is back in left field batting third. Plaza, the only Evergreen, hitting above 400. Wyatt Brown, whose bat is starting to heat up, bats fourth and plays center field. Sean Ludke will pitch. He'll bat for himself in the number five spot. Brady Burrell starts at first base, batting sixth. Bryce Hines is in right field. He'll bat seventh. It'll be Ryan Kell at second base, batting eighth, and Alex Kell will be shortstop and bat ninth. That's for the Evergreens, Hagenbusher, Cocker, Plaza, Brown, Ludke, Burrell, Hines, Ryan Kell, and Alex Kell. The Evergreens come in off an 8-2 loss to Spash. The Lumberjacks come in off a 4-2 victory yesterday over Wausau West. Now from Simon Field, our crowd rises and removes their hats for the playing of our national anthem. Cast and 45 degrees at game time. Come on, guys, it's the middle of May. Back with the first pitch in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox. If you're pulling for the Lumberjacks or the Evergreens today, we're glad you're listening in to our Fox Sports Radio High School Baseball broadcast. I'm Chris Conley. Let's set the home DC Everest defense as we get ready for first pitch. In the outfield, Mike Plaza is in left. The speedster, Wyatt Brown, senior in center field, and Bryce Hines starts in right. And just some light rain now starting to fall, a little bit of a sprinkle as we get ready for first pitch. In the infield, Cody Cocker at third base, Alex Kell starting at shortstop, Ryan Kell gets the start today at second base, and Brady Burrell's at first. The Evergreens battery, Mason Hagenbusher catches, and left-hander Sean Lutke is on the mound. Tanner Denke, right-handed batter to lead off for Wausau East. First pitch is just outside, and we're underway at Simon Field. This D.C. Everest field, they got the lawnmower out on it, and it's dried out a little bit. The field was very soft when we played on Tuesday, and now, again, just a little bit of rain here at game time. Pitch from Lutke is over the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike to Tanner Denke. Denke's got speed if he can get aboard. Wind has also picked up just a little bit. It's blowing from right to left. Lutke's trying to hit that outside corner, and he missed again. Three fastballs. The count is two balls and one strike. Wausau East is 2-4 in conference play, and the Evergreens are 2-5. The loser of this game drops into last place. Here's the 2-1 pitch, overhand fastball that's fouled back. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Today's Evergreens East game is brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Finally, the schedule starting to get busy for the Evergreens. Tomorrow, an early wake-up call over to Carson Park in Eau Claire. 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, drops in for strike three. Sean Lutke catches, Tanner Denke looking at a third strike. That was the first time Lutke threw something off-speed, and he found the outside corner, a real pitcher's pitch there. Here comes the designated hitter, Will Brand. This is a lefty-against-lefty matchup. Evergreens will play two against Eau Claire Memorial tomorrow, and both of those games will be live here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll start at 10:45 for an 11 o'clock first pitch, and then again around 2:30. Lumberjacks are off for the weekend. They'll play a non-conference game on Monday. First pitch to Will Brand is an inside corner strike. Again, these lefty against lefty matchups can be tricky, particularly for the batter, because everything's moving away from you there. You got to really protect the outside corner. Evergreen shift over to right, off-speed pitch, and Brand's out in front at it. Waves at strike two. It's no balls, two strikes. If you're just joining us, we're just underway. D.C. Everest and Wausau East. Lumberjacks have to feel good about what happened yesterday. They trailed 2-1 and rallied for three runs to beat Wausau West. Off-speed pitch, outside corner, strike three called. And Sean Lutke has sat down the first two batters that he's faced. And Will Brand, that left-handed batter, doesn't have much of a chance when that curve is going to drop over on the outside corner. That's a lot of plate to protect there. So again, Lutke has thrown off-speed pitches as his out pitch. And here comes Cameron Gutzmacher, batting third in the Lumberjacks' order. Tried the off-speed pitch there, and that wasn't supposed to be thrown for a strike. Gutzmacher laid off that low one for ball one. When we saw Lutke last, boy, it seems like it's been a while. His last start was back at the end of April on the road against Merrill. Fastball is down low there, and Lutke's behind in the count, two balls and no strikes. That was a real cold weather game, probably a little bit colder at game time than it was today. I thought Lutke struggled with the weather. So did Austin Solomon, who came on in relief. Lutke took the loss in that game against the Blue Jays. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball there is up high. 3-0 to Cameron Gutzmacher. I had thought, if you read the pregame blog, that Brady Burrell would get the start after being pulled after just two innings on Tuesday. Burrell is available, if that's what the coach decides. Here's a pitch on the outside corner. Over for a strike. Three balls, one strike. Evergreens and East Baseball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And that pitch missed, not by much, it's ball four. So no one has been able to put the ball in play so far. Two strikeouts and a walk to get our game underway. And with two outs, the Lumberjacks have a runner over at first base. Pitcher Ben Schubering will now step in and have a chance to help himself. See if the Lumberjacks want to do something with Gutzmacher at first base and try and get him in scoring position so he could come around on a hit. Probably hear the wind through our field microphones. It's picked up. Pitches down low in the dirt. Good block there by Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher had kind of an adventurous game on Tuesday, was assessed a pass ball, had one wild pitch where a runner scored from third and he couldn't find the ball. He was looking around all that territory behind home plate. Got to be a scary feeling for a catcher when you know the ball's behind you and can't locate it. And that was one of the spots that Hagenbusher found himself in. Hancock had one of those adventures, too. It's one ball and no strikes as the first pitch to Schubring misses outside. Schubring's a right-handed batter. Gritzmacher at first and two outs as we play the top of the first inning. Overhand fastball, and that's over for a strike. Yeah, Sean Lutke kind of changes that release point when he wants to throw that big fastball. That fastball comes almost straight over the top. The curveball is more of a two-thirds release. 1-1 pitch here. Now the runner's going. They've got him picked off. Well, a throw over to first. Now down to second. And the runner is underneath the tag, safe. Oh, that's frustrating for the Evergreens. You have the runner picked off. The throw from first baseman Brady Burrell is a little late arriving to shortstop Alex Kell. And Cameron Gritzmacher snuck in underneath the tag there. And extra frustrating for the pitcher Lutke, who's got the runner picked off dead to right, so the inning should be over, and instead he's at second base. All right, Lutke's got to button down here and make sure that he doesn't make a pitching mistake that could cost him a run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Yeah, he buttoned down there, got the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Lutke is going to bid to try and strike out the side here and strand that runner in scoring position. Again, Lutke with a left-handed delivery, so as a left-handed pitcher, he's got that better potential to make a quick move to first. High kick here, ground ball to the left side. Second baseman Ryan Kell fields and throws over to first, and the miscue in the field does not hurt the Evergreens, as Ben Schubring has grounded out to end the top half of the first inning. The Walsall East Lumberjacks get a walk, move a man to second, but leave him stranded there. Everest coming to bat in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Mothworks!
Chris Conley here, and here is Simon Field at D.C. Everest High School. Bottom of the first inning coming up for the Evergreens, Mason Hagenbusher, Cody Cocker, and Mike Plaza. Let's check the Lumberjacks' defense. Eric Daniels starts in left field. Tanner Denke is in center. And Cameron Gritzmacher is in right. In the infield, Bryce Widmark is at third base. Luke Strick is at shortstop. Adam Peterson starting second base. That one bounces in front of home plate. Tried to get him to chase. Hagenbusher did not. Something interesting about the Evergreens. The Evergreens as a team are batting .331 in the Valley Conference. That's the second-best batting average. They are batting higher overall, which means the Evergreens have feasted on non-conference pitching. Ground ball to third on an off-speed pitch. Bryce Widmark fields it, throws across the diamond, and gets Mason Hagenbusher by a good step or two. Hagenbusher had to hold back on that off-speed pitch. Could tell that he was kind of guessing there as to whether he was going to get the express or the local. It was the local, and it was topped weakly to third base. Here comes Cody Cocker for the Evergreens, another left-handed bat in the lineup here. Cody Cocker got off to a better start at the plate. His batting average now down to .250 for the season, and he takes strike one. Evergreens baseball and Walsall East baseball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Off-speed pitch there did not miss by much, left it just a little high. Ben Schubring listener and you're not familiar with the layout of Simon Field, well, you've probably been here before. What you should know about Simon Field is there is a lot of foul ground territory. Big, big area beyond first base and beyond third base, beyond home plate as well. One ball, two strikes, the pitch to Cody Cocker, that's an off-speed pitch, and it misses down low, two balls, two strikes. That's something that's unusual about Ben Schubring, the junior pitcher. When Schubring is trying to get an out, when he's trying to get a strikeout, or when he's trying to get that ball in play, he goes to that off-speed pitch. Here is...
Fox Sports Radio.
Here it is. That one misses inside, and Cody Cocker has a walk. So each pitcher has issued a walk so far in the ballgame. And now Mike Plaza comes up for the Evergreens. Plaza has been a prolific hitter this season. 425 batting average. In fact, his average has gone down a few points because he was 1-for-3 against Spash. We should talk a little about that. The dynamics of trying to be a 400 hitter. Well, let's say you get four at-bats, four plate appearances, and say you walk once because people are pitching around you and you get a hit. Well, that's 1-for-3 hitter. You've got to have two hits a game. You've got to do that over the course of a season. That's why hitting 400 is so tough. Mike Plaza's doing it right now. It's a courtesy throw over to first base, and Cody Cocker was back. Now here's Schubring's first pitch to Plaza. Big swing. Fouled it back into the screen for strike one. Mike Plaza looked like he was going to take an 0-for-3 against Spash and then singled in his last at-bat in the ballgame. And it seems like Mike Plaza is almost always on base. Pickoff throw over to Cocker at first, and he's back easily. Schubring, right-handed hitter, is going to come back here. Runner is going. Plaza's out in front of the pitch, swings and misses. Throw down to second, not in time. It's a stolen base for Cody Cocker. We understand that, again, the weather is not all that good, that we're having some connectivity problems here. The count is no balls and two strikes. We'll give a backup phone feed here from Simon Field. We'll try and keep our stereo Comrex 10,000 going for as long as we can. Pitch is down low there to Mike Plaza. It's one ball and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Now that runner on second base, Plaza's got a man in scoring position. Line drive fielded on a hop by the shortstop, and they've got the runner hung up between second and third. So Walsall East has this lead runner in a rundown here. Cody Cocker is tagged out. Mike Plaza stays at first base. Plaza was almost able to fist that ball through the left side of the infield. Luke Strick, the shortstop, was able to field it on a hop and was able to get the lead runner there. So now there are two outs, and Wyatt Brown. Brown will take his turn. Mike Plaza was unable to get over to second base while Cody Cocker was in that rundown, so he's stuck there at first. Cody Cocker needed to try and keep that rundown going a little bit longer to allow Plaza to advance. Cocker also, for a moment, lost his footing while he was going back and forth between second base, made it easier for them to tag him out. Here's the first pitch to Wyatt Brown. There's a line hit to left field. Left fielder going back towards the line. There's room there. Eric Daniel makes the catch moving towards the foul line. That's a nice play out there. And that brings the half inning to a close. The Evergreens get a base runner thanks to a walk, but do not score. One inning complete, and there's no score between D.C. Everest and Walsall East. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
We go to the top of the second inning at Simon Field on the campus of D.C. Everest. The Lumberjacks will send their 5, 6, and 7 men in the batting order to the plate, Ian Corbett, Luke Strick, and Eric Daniel. Daniel, who will bat third this inning, made that nice play in left field moving towards the foul line to retire Wyatt Brown. Kind of a frustrating day weather-wise. No, the weather stinks again. 45 degrees at first pitch and a light rain falling, but you look low on the horizon and there are breaks in the clouds here. We'd love to see this rain stop. In fact, it's really been off and on for the last 5 minutes or so. Here comes Sean Lutke, who had 2 strikeouts in the first inning, ready to pitch to Ian Corbett. Misses up high with a fastball. That ball one. D.C. Everest and Wausau East Baseball brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits. CCUWausau.com. Off the handle, fisted just beyond second base and into the outfield. That's a leadoff single for Ian Corbett. Had to fight that one off inside and was just able to muscle it beyond second base in between shortstop Alex Kell and second baseman Ryan Kell. Leadoff man's aboard for the Lumberjacks. And Sean Lutke's going to have a runner to keep an eye on there at first base. Eric Daniel is batting now for the Lumberjacks. Actually, my opening lineup is a little bit jumbled here. First pitch is fouled off. I had Daniel batting in the number 7 spot. That may have been a last-minute change here. First pitch is fouled off. Evergreens have Cody Cocker, their third baseman, 2 steps in on the grass, wondering if Wausau East is intending to sacrifice to try and move that runner into scoring position. The Lumberjacks played a low-scoring game yesterday, allowed only 2 runs, got 4 of their own, runner squares to bunt, throw down to first base, runners back, and glove of first baseman Brady Burrell. Burrell retrieves it. The ball didn't go too far, so the runner does not advance. In the Evergreens, the defense sometimes has been just so shaky, you just hold your breath a little bit when this team throws the ball around. Count is 1-1 to Eric Daniel. Again, runner at first base, Ian Corbett takes his lead. Throw over there, almost got him. That was close. Dove back in. Again, to highlight the point, I don't think the Evergreens have picked off a runner at first all season. I know we've had lots of occasions where that throw over to first base has been wild and the runner takes second or sometimes third. Squaring to bunt there, pulls the bat back, pitches up high. It's 2-1. It is the catcher, Sam Romanski, who waits on deck for the Lumberjacks. Sean Lutke is taking his time here with that runner at first. Here's the bunt, back to the mound. Lutke thought about going to second, throws to first. That was the right play there. He gets the out. The runner advances into scoring position. Ball simply didn't get out to Lutke fast enough for him to make that play at second. If he threw to second, everyone would have been safe. And here comes catcher Sam Romanski. Robo, as his teammates call him. You might have heard that from our field microphone. Got a potential RBI out there with a runner at second base and 1 out. That's thanks to a leadoff single from Ian Corbett. Here's Sean Lutke's pitch, just missed outside. Lutke was ahead of the batters that he faced in the first inning, and he's been behind the batters that he's faced so far here. Looks back at that runner at second. Here's Ludke's pitch. Misses down low. Two balls, no strikes. Bryce Widmark awaits on deck. As we are updating our scorecard, we had a designated hitter in the Walsall East lineup that that turns out that they made a late change here. The next time they come up to bat in the third, we'll reset their entire batting order so you can follow along with who's up when. Two balls, no strikes. There's a low strike right at the knees. Ludke needed that pitch because he was in danger of falling behind 3-0. That was a borderline pitch that went the pitcher's way. Sean will take it. Count moves to 2-1 as Sam Romanski, the right-handed batter, digs in. Ludke becomes kind of a slow worker once there's a runner on base. He's taking his time here. 2-1 delivery, and that again is low and at the knees, called a strike. Same pitch as before, but the Walsall East bench is chattering about that. Lumberjacks thought that both of those were balls, and catcher Sam Romanski kind of eased backwards like he thought that was low, too. Instead, the count evens at 2-2. Ludke steps off, and batter Sam Romanski steps out. Ludke already has 2 strikeouts. He could really help himself here if he can get one more. Ludke checks the runner at second. Here is his 2-2 pitch. Fastball, and it's a liner sinking quickly to center field. Drops in for a hit. Going to try and score the run. There may be a play at the plate. Here's Wyatt Brown's throw. It is late, and the Lumberjacks lead 1-0. And on the throw, the batter Sam Romanski, who gets the RBI, moves up to second base. So Walsall East will have another man in scoring position. RBI single stakes the Lumberjacks to a 1-0 lead. Walsall East will send out a courtesy runner. Brennan Becker is going to run. Bryce Widmark is ready to bat. Some of the Evergreens players were not sure if it was Widmark who would be pitching today. Widmark is one of the other pitchers on the Walsall East roster, and he's more of a straight fastball thrower. Instead, the Lumberjacks dealing with Schubring on the mound when they are at the plate. Well, Kyle Ludke struggled a little here. He's given up 2 hits, runs in. First pitch to Widmark is a little outside for ball one. Widmark's a right-handed batter. Again, with 2 hits, 1 run is in. There's a runner at second here. As we play the top of the second, East leads Everest 1-0. Pitch on the inside corner, 1-1. Widmark hopped backwards like he thought that pitch was going to be inside. Home plate umpire disagreed. It's a ball and a strike with 1 out. Ludke looking in at his catcher, Mason Hagenbusher. It's just taking a long time here. I don't think Sean is shaking him off here. Nope, now he steps off as the batter Widmark steps back. You know, a senior at the high school level will develop that sense of timing when a pitcher is just making you wait in the batter's box too long for the delivery. That's when you ask for time, take a step back, and make everyone reset. Here is the 1-1 pitch, almost wild, almost threw it way over the left-handed batter's box to the screen. Instead, Mason Hagenbusher, the catcher, came out of his crouch and caught that ball, saving his pitcher a wild pitch. It's 2-2. Today's ballgame is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of Walsall East and DC Everest Sports. Here's Sean Lutke's 2-1 pitch. That just missed at the knees, 3-1. Lutke turned his back to home plate and walked back to the mound because just one batter before, that pitch was a strike. Instead, it's 3-1, and Lutke is in danger of losing Widmark. Fastball there, and that's fouled back onto the screen. The count goes full. Pitch count is not something that we're able to keep track of. I mean, we'd need a separate stats guy here in the booth to keep track of all of that. But we just have a sense. I mean, so far in this ballgame, Sean Ludke's pitch count's a little bit high as we work here in the second inning. He's laboring a little bit here. He's got the count full to Bryce Widmark with one out. Here comes the payoff pitch, and there's a line drive. It's well hit into right center field. Long run for Wyatt Brown. He's got the speed to get there, and there's a nice running catch from Wyatt Brown. Runner at second's going to tag up, move to third, safe. But Wyatt Brown had to move into the gap into right center to make that play. So the courtesy runner there was alert, knowing that with the center fielder moving away from the infield, that there was an opportunity to tag up, and that's indeed what runner Brennan Becker did. So now there are two outs, but there's a runner at third base, and here comes the number nine batter, Adam Peterson. And because I'm pretty confident that the Evergreens are going to hit and going to score, getting another run out of this, not stranding that man at third base, that's important for the Lumberjacks here. If either of these teams is up by just a run, well, that lead's going to be precarious. Got to build a lead in a game like this. Try and go up by two, three, or four runs. Pitch there's an inside corner strike from Lutke to Adam Peterson. Evergreen's Bales brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection, wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks. All of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Almost hit him with a high, tight fastball. One ball, one strike. For the Lumberjacks, this concludes a three-game week. The Evergreens will have three games in 2 days with a doubleheader at Carson Park in Eau Claire tomorrow. Looking forward to the drive cross state. That pitch, gee, where was that? A little outside, maybe? Two balls and a strike. Looked to me like Ludwig was nibbling and got the corner there. Sometimes, though, from our broadcast position, we are in between home plate and third base, that we have a little trouble seeing inside or outside for pitches at home plate. So we'll defer to our home plate umpire. High fastball, swing and a miss from Adam Peterson. The count is two balls and two strikes. So Lutke, after being touched up for a run and two hits, is one pitch away from getting out of this top of the second inning. And for the Lumberjacks, they've got a runner on third. Don't want to strand him there. 2-2 delivery coming, and missed inside. Count goes full. Third batter in this inning that Lutke has gone full. That's why the pitch count seems like it's high at this point. Don't want to lose. Adam Peterson will go to the top of the Lumberjacks order if Peterson somehow reaches and keeps this inning going. Lutke comes set now. Payoff pitch is on the way and lost him up high. It's the second walk that Sean Lutke has issued against two strikeouts. Tanner, the center fielder, comes. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher went out to the mound for just a moment to talk to Sean Lutke. Again, when the pitcher takes a long time, which Lutke does when there are runners on base, you don't know if that's just the way he works or if he's not on the same page with his catcher. I think that's just the way Sean is, that he becomes more deliberate with the runners on base. Denke 0-for-1, struck out first time, and they start him off with an off-speed pitch at strike one. If the Evergreens would like to finish at 500 in conference play, that's a reasonable goal for this team. They have five conference games remaining. They'll have to go 4-1, which is why they really need, if that's the goal, get back to 500, then go into postseason with some momentum. You need this win against Wausau East. Pickoff throw over to first. Adam Peterson is back. Again, not to labor the point, that's where the Evergreens live dangerously. You throw wild over to first, it'll cost you a run here with runners on the corners. 0-1 pitch here. High kick. Pitches down low. It's one ball, one strike. Again, what I'd like to see is Sean Lutke get this out of the plate, not worry so much about the runners on base here. With two outs, you have the luxury of focusing on getting the out. You got Tanner Denke looking his first time up. One ball, one strike. Again, Lutke taking a long time looking in at catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Now he looks over that runner at first. His delivery is coming to the plate. Misses up high, two balls and one strike. You might wonder about Eau Claire Memorial. We'll see them for two games tomorrow.
And here comes Lutke's pitch. He throws over to first, almost threw it away. First baseman Brady Burrell went down low with that glove hand to keep it from getting by him. Two balls and a strike. Now we'll reset again. Tanner Denke steps out of the box for a moment, now steps back in, and Sean Lutke is back on the rubber. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, that's over at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Don't want to ride our umpire too much. They can hear us with our broadcast on at our concession stand. The low strike has been a little inconsistent. Pitch at the knees has gone either way so far in this ballgame. Now it's two balls and two strikes. So again, Sean Lutke is one pitch from getting out of this top of the second inning. And here is his 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss. Tanner Denke strikes out for the second time in the game, and Walsall East strands a runner at third. The Lumberjacks get one run on two hits, and at the end of an inning and a half, our new score, it's Walsall East 1, D.C. Evers nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens are coming up to bat in the bottom of the second inning, now trailing 1-0 to Walsall East, and pitcher Sean Lutke will lead off. Brady Burrell and Bryce Hines to bat also in this bottom of the second. When last seen, this Evergreens team was managing to scratch out 6 hits against Spash, best pitching staff in the league. Scored 2 runs, both of them earned, an 8-2 loss. Walsall East did not hit all that much in their win over West. Their hitting was timely. They got what they needed. 3-run rally in the 5th inning, which put them up 4-2. And Walsall West really needed that game. It was an opportunity for the Warriors to move into 2nd place. Here's Ben Schubring's first pitch to Sean Lutke. Off-speed pitch is in for a strike. The Evergreens had a runner reach on a walk back in the 1st inning. Cody Cocker got caught in between 2nd and 3rd base on a ground out and was caught in a rundown being erased there. Pitch here is down low. It's 1-ball, 1-strike. Lutke for the season is 9 of 29 at the plate. Did he hold up there? I believe he did. Will appeal down to 1st base. Checked his swing in time, so Lutke is now ahead in the count. 2 balls and 1 strike. D.C. Everest and Walsall East Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. 2-1 pitch is down low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Trailing by a run in a game where you don't want to fall behind, do you have Lutke take here? He'd get the same pitch at 3-2. Or do you let him swing away ahead in the count? He takes, ball 4 outside, and Sean Lutke has walked. So the Evergreens have the leadoff runner on, just like Walsall East did. Brady Burrell taking a long look down at 1st base and down at 3rd base. Coach Dave Langman giving him the sign here. Sean Lutke with reasonably good speed over 1st base throw over. That throw was almost wild. Ian Corbett had to reach down low to keep that one from going. In fact, it was a little towards the outfield side and almost wild. First pitch in the sequence, runner is going. It's a hit and run. It's a fly ball to right field. The runner, Sean Lutke, is going to have to scramble back to 1st base. as Cameron Gritzmacher makes the catch. And you know what? Lutke had a big, big jump there. He was going to have second base if that ball was not put in play. Instead, one out with a runner on first and Bryce Hines to bat here. The bottom three in the Evergreens batting order, none of them were starters on opening day. Bryce Hines gets the start today in right field. Ryan Kell at second base and Alex Kell at shortstop throw over to first, and Sean Lutke is back. You might put Lutke in motion here, just have him try and steal that base out outright. He was able to get a pretty big lead on Ben Schubring and had a great jump before. Big lead again, hit and run. This is down the right field line. Trouble if it's fair, hooking foul. Foul ball. I thought that was going to be closer to the right field foul line than it actually was. Foul by a good 10 feet, maybe a little more. Long strike for Bryce Hines. You get the feeling that the Evergreens batters can get the timing thing worked out with Ben Schubring because he changes speeds a lot. Maybe the Evergreens will hit him better second time through the lineup. The Evergreens should be able to hit today. Hines patient there, ground ball to second. This could be a double play ball. Peterson to Strick, the shortstop back to first, not in time. They get the lead runner, but Bryce Hines is able to bust it down the line and spoil the double play opportunity. Instead, the lead runner, Sean Lutke, is erased on the force out at second base, and there are two outs with a runner at first. Evergreens have yet to put a runner into scoring position. Well, they had that runner caught in the rundown earlier in the first inning. Evergreens trailing 1-0. Pickoff throw over to first, and now it's Bryce Hines who has to dive back in, gets back in safely. And now Ryan Kell digs in. Another throw over to first. And again, Bryce Hines dives back in. Can't tell from my broadcast location if we are giving you the stereo, Comrex 10,000 feed from Simon Field, which seems to have some connectivity problems from this ballpark or this location, or if we have a telephone feed, which we hope to get straightened out. Waits on that one, lines the ball into left field. That is down and into the corner. Going to be extra bases here.
Is it deep enough to score a run? Evergreens are going to try and score. There's going to be a play at the plate, sliding in, safe. It's Bryce Hines. It's an RBI double for Ryan Kell down the left field line. And our ball game is tied 1-1. Ryan Kell set an off-speed pitch for a ride down the left field line. He was patient, kept the hands back, and then went through the hitting zone with authority. So nice to see Ryan Kell pick up an RBI to tie this ball game. Here comes Alex Kell. And if Alex can get a hit to the outfield, the Evergreens would take the lead. Pitches down low. Briefly in the dirt, Sam Romanski, the catcher, went down low to keep it in front of him. Evergreens getting
fielder's choice, then came around from first all the way home on that line drive to left field. Here's a line drive single up the middle, base hit. Going to try and score the runner, maybe a play at the plate here. Coming in safe is Ryan Kell. Back-to-back two-out hits, and the Evergreens have a two-run lead. So that bottom half of the batting order, which we had said before, is kind of non-standard for the Evergreens. These were not starters at the beginning of the year, has delivered.
Number 35.
The 7, 8, and 9 men all reach two hits, two RBIs, and the Evergreens now have a 2-1 lead. And here comes Mason Hagenbusher. And because the Lumberjacks did not cut off the throw at the plate, Alex Kell, who got the single, was able to advance to second on the throw. Another duck on the pond for Mason Hagenbusher. So the Lumberjacks scored one in their half of the second inning, and the Evergreens have answered with a two spot, and they're not done yet. Hagenbusher, left-handed batter against right-handed throwing Ben Schubring. Hagenbusher grounded out first time up. First pitch is at the knees, strike. Mason Hagenbusher also, first time up, seemed to struggle a little bit with the off-speed and the different motions of Ben Schubring. Maybe he's got things straightened out second look here. Schubring checks that runner. Quick slide step, and Mason Hagenbusher chops that pitch foul down the first base line. He's down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Problem is, when Schubring gets ahead, I mean, is he going to throw you a strike? He's probably not. You have to protect, though, and you're going to get something that's off speed. So a lot of guesswork for the batter when pitcher Ben Schubring gets ahead in the count. Here is his 0-2 pitch. Fastball there. And Mason Hagenbusher was not able to handle the change in speeds. He swings and misses for strike three. The Evergreens get two runs on two hits, and they leave a runner in scoring position. Two complete, D.C. Everest now leads Walsall East 2-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5000. 5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Bucksports!
Evergreens pitcher Sean Lutke is now staked to a lead for the first time in the ballgame. He goes out to work the top of the third, leading 2-1. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Lumberjacks batting order. Will Brand, Cameron Grutzmacher, and his opposing pitcher, Ben Schubring, scheduled to bat. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Glen Ray Radiators are a sponsor of all of our high school sports on Fox Sports Radio, serving the community since 1964. Glen Ray Radiators. Will Brand caught looking first time up. There's a line drive to right field falling in front of Bryce Hines. Hines did a good job making sure that didn't get through him into the wall. Instead, it's a leadoff single for Will Brand. And with that hit, the Lumberjacks now own the hit column in today's game, 3-2. Lumberjacks put the leadoff runner on the last inning where they scored a run, and now they have the lead runner on here in the top of the third. Cameron Grutzmacher was issued a walk. He was able to steal a base his first time up, but he was left stranded out at second base back in the first inning. Pretty big lead there. Grutzmacher, looking to bunt runner over, pulls the bat away for ball one. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. You can post your photographs to our new website, EverythingEvergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. Lumberjack fans will be surprised to know that there is also an Everything Lumberjacks website. Take a picture here, post them to both websites. Use the hashtag Walsall East also. It's also where you can hear the podcasts of all of our games every time. Got our photo galleries and our daily blogs there, too. Two balls, no strikes is the count to Cameron Grutzmacher. See if he gets to hit here now that he's ahead in the count or if he's still trying to move the runner over. He was preparing to bunt again, and the pitch is up high. Three balls, no strikes. All right, so this is a struggle for Sean Lutke because the Lumberjacks are willing to give him an out here. But Lutke has not thrown a strike here to Grutzmacher. Grutzmacher is willing to give himself up and move that runner over to second base. So you really can't issue a free pitch. Really bad. Three balls, no strikes. Get to hit away here. Gets to hit away. Holds off on a pitch that's down low. And a four-pitch walk to Cameron Grutzmacher. Coach is not going to be too happy about that. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher not too pleased either. He's taking a walk out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. And Ben Schubring, who is due to bat for Walsall East, moves up the lineup, moves up the foul line to talk to his coach here. And let's see, Evergreen's coach Dave Langbin is now out of the dugout. He went first to the home plate umpire and now is going out to the mound. And Sean Lutke has his glove off and is holding his elbow. This may be an injury stoppage here. Let's see if we're going to have a pitching change. That's not his throwing hand. That's his catching and fielding hand. But Lutke has taken off his glove. Coach Langbin is looking at it. Now the entire infield and
Sean Lutke. And we are indeed going to have a pitching change here. Sean Lutke's afternoon is done. Lutke leaves the field holding that elbow. You know what that is throwing it, because Lutke is a left-hander, and he's holding his left elbow. So something went amiss there for Sean Lutke. And with none out and two on, the Evergreens are going to make a pitching change. I believe they're going to go to Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell at first base. He'll just move from first to the pitcher's mound. I believe that's what the Evergreens are going to do here. Now, Brady Burrell worked on Tuesday, but he pitched only two innings, so he'd be eligible to pitch here. Well, let's see what the Evergreens are going to do. Austin Solomon is coming out of the dugout and will pitch. All right, because this is an injury-related pitching change, Austin Solomon is cold. He's going to be given a chance to warm up. Why don't we take a one-minute break? We'll be back to close out the line on Sean Lutke and introduce you to Austin Solomon. Back in 1 minute, we're in the top of the third inning. D.C. Everest leading Wausau East 2-1. The Lumberjacks have runners on first and second, none out, and we have a pitching change. We'll be back shortly on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice-to-have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back.
The key pitcher, Austin Solomon, has just completed his warm-up tosses. And Austin Solomon comes in with two men aboard and nobody out. So we'll have to put out a little bit of a fire here in the top of the third inning.
Sean Lutke, who leaves the game due to injury, worked two innings. He gave up three hits. He struck out three and walked three, and he is responsible for the two men on base. He leaves with runners on first and second. Ben Schubring will be the first batter to face Austin Solomon. Solomon's been a little up and down for the Evergreens, but he's been able to give quality innings at times, and he's been able to battle back in the count. First pitch here is fouled back into the screen, strike one to Schubring. Ian Corbett on deck, who led off the second inning with a single and came around to score the Lumberjacks' only run so far. Wausau East is looking for more here. Solomon checks that runner at second. Here's his 0-1 pitch, looking to lay down a bunt. It goes into foul territory. That ball just died right in front of home plate, and catcher Mason Hagenbusher was waiting, actually hoping that it would roll to the other side of the foul line, because I don't think they're going to have a play.
Roll foul and out of play. So that's strike two. So the Lumberjacks were willing to try and move two men into scoring position. That's probably the right play here. And you have the tying and go-ahead run on base, even though it is early in the ballgame. And you just get the feeling that a lot of runs might be scored here. But now Austin Solomon's ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, swings away here, and it's popped up in foul territory. Running over is first baseman Brady Burrell, runs out of room. It's into the netting, and we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Evergreen's Lumberjacks Baseball, brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. Covantage Credit Union says you step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Now, granted, Austin Solomon is only facing his first batter here, but he's thrown nothing but strikes. Waiting now on an 0-2 pitch. And, of course, Schubring's job, he's got to move the runners over here with none out and two on. Solomon steps off and looks at that runner at second base. Now he's ready to toe the mound again. Looks in and gets his sign from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. 0-2 pitch coming, and that's bounced down low for a ball. Looking forward tomorrow for my first trip ever to Carson Park in Eau Claire. I'll take some pictures right outside the grandstand in front of the Hank Aaron statue. Everyone tells me that Carson Park is a really nice venue. One ball, two strikes. In the Northwoods League, home of the Eau Claire Express. And a lot of high school games played there, too, from the Eau Claire High School. Our opponent is Eau Claire Memorial tomorrow. One ball and two strikes, and Austin Solomon again looks that runner back at second. Here's his pitch, and that's kind of tomahawked into left center field. Going back is Mike Plaza, kind of over the shoulder. He makes the catch. Mike Plaza was hesitant on how far he had to go back there. He was able to catch up with that ball and is able to get Ben Shubring on a fly out to the gap. So Ben Shubring fails to move the runners over. There's one out. Men are still on first and second. For a while, I thought that was trouble. Mike Plaza was able to get over there. Would have been too long of a run, even with the speed for center fielder Wyatt Brown. Plaza had to make that play, and he did. Ian Corbett singled, one for one. Here's the pitch from Austin Solomon. Hard ground ball up the middle. Shortstop is there. Tricky hop, and everything's safe. They're going to score an error there for Alex Kell, even though that ball stayed up on him.
Kell should still have been able to have stayed in front of that and get the ball over to second in time, and instead the Evergreens commit their first error, and the bases are loaded. One out, and the bases are full of Lumberjacks. Now, everyone here saw that bad hop, but Alex Kell still able to keep the ball in front of him, and he should have been able to compose himself and throw accurately to second base, and he was not, so the runner is safe. Threw a little wide on the rushed throw to Ryan Kell. So where the Evergreens should have had their second out, they do not, and now the bases are full. Will Brand is at third, Cameron Gripsmacher is at second, and Ian Corbett is over at first for Eric Daniel. Daniel laid down a sacrifice bunt, first time up. Pitch there is over for a strike. Evergreens play in at the corners. Cody Cocker is even with the bag, and Brady Burrell is in on the cut of the grass at first. So ground balls there, they'll try and deny the run at the plate. The two Kells, Alex and Ryan, at shortstop and second, are playing at double play depth. They would try and score two if the balls hit there to them. Fine foul ball. That ball had so much English on it that if Brady Burrell played back, it probably would have twisted back into fair territory. But Brady Burrell's only play then would have been at first base, and it would have cost the Evergreens a run. So Everest is probably just as happy with that being a foul ball and the count being no balls and two strikes. Austin Solomon can really help himself and help his team with a strikeout here. Of course, Eric Daniel for the Lumberjacks got to put this ball in play. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. There's the strikeout that Austin Solomon needed. It was tipped back into the mid of catcher Mason Hagenbusher, who held on. And that's Austin Solomon's first strikeout, and that's the second out of the inning. Now it's up to Sam Romanski, and Romanski is going to have to wait before he gets that first pitch because Mason Hagenbusher, the Everest catcher, wants to go out and talk with Austin Solomon. So the Lumberjacks have loaded the bases but have failed to score. And again, for the Evergreens, all of this comes with only one hit. Will Brand singled. The Evergreens pitching has since given up a walk. That was the last batter that Sean Ludke faced, and then a defensive error which loaded the bases. So Austin Solomon really is trying to bail out his team now as Sam Romanski is ready to take his first pitch from Solomon. Here it comes, and that is over for a strike. In all of these high school games, the pitchers that work ahead in the count are the ones that have the advantage. Particularly with bases loaded. First pitch, strike one. That's what Sean Ludke did, just there. Ludke looks over that runner at third base. 0-1 pitch coming, and out in front of it and fouls it off is Sam Romanski. So Ludke's ahead in the count, no balls, two strikes. Now, good pitching would tell you try and get the batter to swing at something cheap here. I'm not sure if that's what you do here. Maybe you just want that fastball because you don't want to uncork a wild pitch. You don't want to give them a run to tie up this ball game. I think I'd want to go right after Sam Romanski here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and they do, and it's a slow grounder right back to the mound. The Evergreens are going to get out of it. Solomon throws over to first. The Lumberjacks load the bases and do not score. Nice pitching from Austin Solomon. He came in with two on and none out and gets his team out of it. At the end of two and a half, D.C. Everest still leads Walsall East 2-1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox
I'm Chris
Sports
Conley
Radio.
At Simon Field. You're listening to D.C. Everest, Wausau East Baseball. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. The Evergreens send up Cody Cocker, Mike Plaza, and Wyatt Brown. 2-3-4 in the batting order. And since our broadcast started, I see an alert from the National Weather Service. Frost advisory for tonight into tomorrow morning. Temperatures tonight will dip down into the low 30s. Middle of May. My goodness. Sweater weather here. Cody Cocker walked and got caught in a rundown back in the first inning. He's here to lead off. First ball swinging popped up in the infield. Adam Peterson, the second baseman, moves close to the bag, makes the catch. One pitch and one out here in the bottom of the third. Today's ball game between D.C. Everest and Wausau East is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Plaza bounced into a fielder's choice. He reached first base but did not advance any further when he came up back in the first inning. Lays off the off-speed pitch that's down low. It's ball one to Mike Plaza. Mike Plaza's batting average was above 500 for the first month of the season. 17 of 41 for the season now. Out in front of the off-speed pitch there. Big swing and a miss. Big breeze. One ball, one strike. Today's Evergreens Lumberjacks baseball game is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud supporter of our local high school sports teams because the world needs more great teams. That inside pitch almost hit Michael Plaza. Turns away at two balls and a strike. Ministry St. Clair's Hospital says get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Batter Plaza is ahead in the count, two balls, one strike. Ben Schubring with his offering here slings a fastball outside, 3-1. Again, Mike Plaza's batting average, and he's been hitting so many line drives. Everyone in the league knows that. So you're tempted to work around him here. And of course, you want Plaza up with nobody on base. That pitch is down low, ball four. And it sure looks like Ben Schubring did not want much to do with Mike Plaza there. Runner on first, one out. Evergreens trying to build on a 2-1 lead against the Lumberjacks here. Both of these teams with two wins in conference play. Wausau East is 2-4. Evergreens are 2-5. Throw over to first base is back. Now what you'd like to see here is the Evergreens methodically build this lead. Have to ask a question of Coach Dave Langman later on. There's a low strike. No balls, one strike off speed pitch, which sure looked like when it crossed the plate it was down below the knees. Blue disagrees. Blue knows. Wyatt Brown has had trouble with off-speed pitches, although Wyatt Brown has looked better at the plate last couple of games. Hit and run here. Pitch is a call strike. Runner at second is safe. Stolen base for Mike Plaza. So that's two low strikes that Wyatt Brown has had called on him. He's behind 0-2 in the count. But now Wyatt's got a runner on second base, so a hit to the outfield could bring in Mike Plaza. And Coach Dave Langman, coaching in the third base box, has been willing to test the outfield arms of Wausau East. Goes down and golfs that one into left field. Left fielder charging in is able to make the catch. Eric Daniels running in at a full stride, able to make the catch there. And that's the second out. If that falls in front of him, the Evergreens might have tried to score a run there. Not sure it was deep enough. Now coming up is Austin Solomon. Solomon will bat in the number five spot here. Austin Solomon is hitting here in replacement of Sean Lutke. Not sure what happened with Lutke's elbow, but he left in the middle of the inning with none out and two on back in the top of the third. The first pitch is over for a strike to Austin Solomon. Solomon has had limited plate appearances. I bet officially for the season he's probably had less than 10 at-bats here. Ground ball up the middle. Will it get through? Yes, it will. It's a base hit to center. The Evergreens are going to try and score the runner from second. There will be no throw. A timely two-out hit from Austin Solomon brings in a run, and the Evergreens lead 3-1. So Austin Solomon, knowing that he's going to go out there and pitch again in the top of the fourth inning, helps himself to a run there. And the Evergreens will send out a courtesy runner for Austin Solomon. And Solomon's going to get a nice greeting when he comes back out to the dugout for helping his team there. Jordan Ellenbecker will pinch run here. And again, Mike Plaza, who pitcher Ben Schubring worked around and issued a walk to. Strategy does not work for the Lumberjacks. Plaza, given a free pass, comes around and scores. Throw over to first base. Pinch runner Ellenbecker dives back safely. Brady Burrell is ready to bat. Burrell flied out to right first time. Not sure when we'll see Brady Burrell next. I don't think he'll be pitching in tomorrow's doubleheader because that's a non-conference doubleheader. Brady Burrell may project to be the next pitcher on Tuesday when the Evergreens are in action against Marshfield. Road game. Pitches outside to Burrell. It's one ball, no strikes. Now another throw over to first, and diving back safely is Jordan Ellenbecker. Evergreens and East Baseball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Worth the drive for lunch when it comes to the best meat. No one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Big lead at first. Pitch is up high, two balls and no strikes. Fake the throw, but do not throw down there for Ellenbecker over at first base. Bryce Hines in the on-deck circle should Brady Burrell keep the inning going. Evergreens already have a run in and a 3-1 lead. The damage coming with two outs. Slow roller to third base. Bryce Widmark's going to have to hurry. Throw across the diamond. Got him by a step. Nice throw from Bryce Widmark, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens get a walk and a hit and bring a run in at the end of three. D.C. Evers 3, Wausau East 1. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.